All right, everyone. Welcome back to the Appetite for Construction podcast. I'm your host, John Mason. I am flying solo. Tim had COVID, took some Paxlovid, and now he's got pneumovid. He's got pneumonia. So he said, John, you're going to have to fly solo tonight. So I am going to do that. Let's get right into the show, man. We have a great, great show. We have Devin Thompson and her bro, Don DeShen. Don and Devin, how are you guys?
We're great. It's DeShane.
DeShane? Don, we just talked about this.
No, you know, everyone says it differently. And to your credit, DeShen is the right way to say it, but no one said it.
Oh, we are, yeah. We have a dispute. We have a family dispute already 3 minutes into the podcast. So,
no, but. Our dad used to like ride me when I was growing up because I used to say DeShane's with an S.
And yeah. Well, silent. Right.
So right. The S is silent, everybody.
I will say it was cute. I had both you guys on a text chain to get you on the podcast. And the other morning I was texting and your daughter Reagan jumped on. And I was like, wait a minute, how did I get her phone number? And I guess she kind of picks up your phone every once in a while and just chats with whoever's on the phone.
Yeah. So Reagan is very notorious for friending and unfriending people that we talk to very regularly on Instagram. People right. think that we're mad at them, but we're not. I think she unfriended Mike Prankavage like 6 or 7 times. And that's I awesome. Can attest to that. But normally she's texting her Uncle Donnie right here, who is her top banana right here.
Yeah,
she's that's texting true. Her Uncle Donnie.
It just made me feel good about the family. You know, you guys are close, brother and sister, the whole family. I know, Don, we just talked about you had gone out to work with them, right? Out in California or in Arizona. Yep. Is that right?
No, in California. Yeah. When they started the business, that's yeah. how I got started in it actually.
Yeah. And now you're in Texas. You own a very successful company there.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So that's very cool. The reason I wanted to get you both on, there's two different subjects I want to talk about. And I reached out to the OG Johnny and I said, you know, I want to talk about theft on the job site. And he said, you got to reach out to my brother-in-law, Don. He's got stories for you. And I'm like, oh, dang. Yes. Yeah. So I want to hear these stories. What happened on the job site with your company, Don?
Well, I think the most tragic one was I was at a customer's house and I locked my truck, went into the house, and I'm just, you know, talking with them and building a relationship and, you know, making sure they're taken care of. And as I'm leaving, I walk out of the house and I notice the back of my truck's open. I'm like, what? Did I leave the door open? Yeah. That makes no sense. Yeah. And then I see some big dude falling out the back of it. I'm like, oh, hell no. You know? So I take off, you know, I start running at him and he hears me coming and he literally like rolls his ankle and he's got my Pro Press in his hand and he's, you know, he's jumps in a car and I kind of stop myself and I'm like, okay, what's my move here?
Yeah.
I'm not, what am I going to go fight this guy? And I notice there's two other guys in the car with him. I'm like, okay, I'm just going to get my phone. I'm going to take a picture of the license plate and that's what I'm doing.
So you said you basically work north of the Dallas area. Is that right?
Yeah, exactly.
So is it a bad neighborhood? Just any neighborhood that someone?
No. Well, here's the thing. It's close enough to Dallas where the bad guys are going to wander out and, they know what they're looking for. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, you know, they're looking for plumbing trucks and they're actually going into nicer neighborhoods where, you know, no one's watching them.
Yeah. And this is just where my ignorance plays in, but do you have these tools insured? Do you have your truck insured? I mean, how does this all work?
As a responsible business owner, my tools were 100% insured.
Yeah.
Even had air tags put on all of my items that, you know, were $1,000 or more.
Yeah.
And, so, before this happened, I did everything I could to, you know, make sure I was taken care of if something like this happened.
you said there's another instance, or was it?
Well, that was the major right in front of my face incident, you know, yeah. Where, you know, police got involved and I was on scene. But, you know, there's, when you talk about theft, there's so many different aspects of it. It's like, you know, employee theft.
I was just going to say you could have an employee stealing right from underneath you, you know?
Yeah, you could have a customer steal. And it's not even really things that might be stolen. It might be time, might be ideas. It might be, there's so many things when you talk about theft. And
yeah,
I mean, the instance we just brought up, that was just a kind of escalated one.
No, I do like the fact that, you know, you were chasing this guy and you're like, wait a minute, probably in my best interest to stop.
He called John and I, and we were driving back from Phoenix to Southern California. Donnie mm-hmm. was about to get on a plane like 3 hours after yep. this to meet us in Southern California for Father's Day to meet our dad. Uh-huh. So Donnie calls John and I, and he's so upset. I'm immediately like enraged to myself. And John mm-hmm. goes to me like this. He grabs my chest and he says, "You can't do anything. You're in Arizona. He is in Texas. Yeah. Calm down." But I am immediately so upset because I know how hard he and his wife has worked to save the money, to buy these tools, to start the business, to even pay for the insurance on the tools. I mean, people don't understand how much it costs, not only just that initial investment, but to maintain and then to insure. And then just walk off of your truck. I mean, he was so incredibly frustrated that I felt powerless to try to help him. And that's kind of how our relationship is. It's like, he'll call me and then I'll call him and I'm like, fix it for me. You know, I mean, that's just how we are. But that was definitely a hard one for Donnie and his wife. That was really hard.
Remember that we were actually supposed to go out while we were out in California and have dinner with Mike and some other people. Yeah. And I just couldn't do it. I was like, I was on my tablet watching my tools go all over Texas.
Oh my God. That would drive me crazy.
Yeah. Cause I could see him the whole time.
Like, go and just show up to this weird garage where you know that all your tools are and put yourself in danger. I mean,
I thought about it too, because I was so upset.
Yeah.
But if you call the police, they're not going to do anything, are they? I mean,
no. And the reason, you know, I used AirTags, but I guess you can't get a warrant from a judge because they're not 100% reliable. And that was their excuse for that.
Ah, jeez.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I mean, yeah, you know, you said you had them insured, and it kind of just reinforces the thief to keep doing it, right? Because they're never going to get caught.
No, exactly. And so talking about different types of theft, right? Insurance, that can also be another form of theft.
Yeah, seriously.
Because they really weaseled their way out of that one as well.
Yeah.
So I feel like I got robbed twice in this situation.
Yeah. That's not a good feeling from the people that you trust and the people that, you know, your insurance company that you think is going to back you on every sense of the word, you know?
Yeah, especially when, you know, you go above and beyond to make sure these things are secured.
Yeah.
Right. And their reasoning is it was unsecured.
Yeah.
That's their reasoning. And like, what? Okay.
Yeah.
I'll talk to you.
That's too bad. Devin, I got a very important question. Tim and I were talking earlier, and he wanted to ask, and I want to ask, did you watch the Super Bowl by chance?
Oh, are you kidding me, John? Absolutely.
Did you? I mean, Posty, what'd you think?
I was front and center, you know, like a girl, like a young schoolgirl in church. I was telling everybody in my house to, you know, quiet their mouths so I could be very... you know, focused on my man. How incredible is he turning into? I mean, what a diverse individual. He comes out onto the scene about 6.5 years ago as this young white rapper, kind of funky country-ish kind of style, but like clothing wise, right? But then he starts to really just change and evolve into this incredibly talented man. I mean, he's playing acoustic on the Super Bowl, just looking fresh to death because he's my man. So everybody knows he's a little bit. But I've been really proud to see how much he's grown and changed, because most people, they'll watch a performer and they'll just kind of tatter off, you know, with one or two good songs. But he's been able to continue to build his fan base. And he is just this beautiful, you know, thriving person. I don't even know how to explain it, but I love Malone because he's so diverse and he can invoke all kinds of different emotions. He can be fun. He can be sad. He can be silly. He's extremely funny if you listen to him, and he's very respectful. So
he is. Yeah. Every interview I've seen of him, he's very funny. He's very respectful of whoever's interviewing him. You know, there's haters out there that say, oh, he's face tattoos and he's a stoner or whatever it is. I think the dude is immensely talented.
He is. I was really fortunate. My very loving brother right here knows how much I love Post Malone. Post Malone is from Grapevine, Texas, which is not very far from my brother's house. And he opened up a Raising Cane's in Dallas near the airport. So when we were out there for Christmas, my brother made sure that we stopped at that Raising Cane's and we got to look at all kinds of his memorabilia. And the whole thing is all posted out. If anybody's in the Dallas area, I really recommend hit up that Raising Cane's. You will not forget it. Not only is it good food, but it's got good posty stuff there too.
Cool, cool. Well, that's not the only reason we brought you on, then. We want to talk rebranding. Now, you recently went through a rebranding with the company, different logos, different kind of look and feel. Can you, that can't be an easy process, is it?
No. Almost got divorced a couple times.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, jeez. You know, like anybody that knows John and I, we're both alphas. We're both like super direct.
Right.
So there are times that we clash, you know, but it was definitely an undertaking. So, it started about 2 years ago where I just really thought that the business wasn't really, the imagery and the branding and the marketing was kind of becoming stale. And I wanted more variation. I wanted something more fun. I went to John, and at that time he was like, do whatever you want to do. He said those magic words that every wife wants to hear from their husband, right?
Mm-hmm.
No, as a wife, you don't say that to your husband. Because if you say, go and do whatever you want to do, that means you're dead, right? But he came.
Not going to comment on that.
Yeah.
Where's John to
defend himself? He came to me and said, you know, please do whatever you want to do. So we had gotten in contact with a company called Kick Charge Creative. They're out of New Jersey, highly recommended from all kinds of people in the trades and the industry, and got a really hefty quote, sat on it for probably like 6 weeks thinking like, oh my gosh, like, how am I going to budget this? How are we going to afford it? You know, from rebranding, it's not just having conversations with skilled people on Adobe AI, you know, they're doing Illustrator. Mm-hmm. It's really in depth. They're asking you so many personal questions about yourself. What do you love about your company? What do you don't like about your company? They're talking about what your vision is, and they're really helping you find this imagery that's helping communicate who you are as a brand and as a company. So it was a really interesting, expensive experience. But I really want to recommend that if someone's looking into rebranding, number one, make sure that you can afford it. Yeah. You know, it's not just a logo. You have to change everything. You have to change all of your trucks, all of your digital marketing. You have to change all of your printed material, your uniforms, and you forget all of those items that you have in your expenditures that you're paying on all the time that has your name on it and your image and your logo on it. You kind of forget. But I would say if you are really serious about doing this, hire a really great company. Don't go cheap because just like we're telling our customers, you get what you pay for. You don't want to go cheap on the estimate. Really make sure that you're reading reviews. You're looking at all of their different projects and you want to make sure that the person you're hiring knows what they're doing and they're going to make great recommendations and they're not copywriting anybody else. That's a big issue right now in the trades with rebranding is copyright infringements.
Yeah. You know, I honestly, when you did it and you kind of put the, the curtain down and you, you know, you unveiled the new logo and the look, I was like, oh my gosh, you know, it was such a change. And to be honest, now I don't even remember what the old one looked like, to, you know? So
I do.
You do? Okay.
So I wore it for a long time.
That's a testament to the branding and how it's sticking and it's working, right?
Yeah, that really means a lot. You know, Don, he was with us in the early stages. He was one of our first employees when we had opened 10 and a half years ago. So he probably wore that shirt for, what, 7 years?
Mm-hmm.
You know, for a long time. You know, he was ride or die Thompson Family Plumbing, and he was really a part of how I got to give it a lot to him. You know, he was around for a lot of the evolution of the company, and he saw a lot of the highs and the lows. And I love now that he's doing his own thing, because from day mm-hmm. one, he has always been such a true competitor, and he's very, very, very skilled at what he does. He likes to do everything best from start to finish. And he's just the type of person where you can't cage this guy. You can't. You got to let him do his thing. You got to let him just be the best.
Did you mention that he can rip on the guitar and sing? I mean, come on.
Dude, I know.
Oh yeah, she's been seeing me do that, you know, since I was 20. So
yeah, no, but I mean, we saw you at PHCC, or you know, you launched that song, and I'm like, wait, you're gonna like do this on the show floor? And you're like, hell yeah, I'm gonna do it. So that was pretty cool.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah, Don has always been a really great showman. Growing up, our dad Friday night he would come home from work, and it was our thing, you know, for him to play some rock and roll, and Donnie and I would get all crazy and jump on the couch and wrestle each other. And it was just kind of like a good feeling for us. And we now subconsciously do that. You know, Friday nights, we want to put on some rock and roll, and we want to enjoy our time with our friends and our family. And we just watched our dad sing to us growing up, and Donnie just turned that on too.
Yep.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
So going back to the branding, did it take any getting used to for customers, or was it kind of a seamless transition for them looking at your company?
You know, that's a great question. We had overall a lot of really positive feedback from customers. We've had a couple people that would make kind of negative comments like, you guys look ridiculous. You'll look like clowns. And my response to that is, well, I'm making you look. Right?
Yeah.
That's what you're trying to do, is you want to create a memorable visual experience for people with my weird wiener dog car, because I do have my car.
So my niece tells Devin, she's like, don't drive me to school in the wiener dog car, please.
Well, I was just wondering if you had, like, you know, repeat customers, and you show up one day in a different truck and a different, and they're like, are these the same people? Like, did you ever get any of that?
No, I didn't get any of that direct feedback. But I did have some customers and some people I know just saying like, wow, I really love your new website. I didn't really get the confusion with the brand, but I feel like it was all about the way of how we launched it. You know, we had a big ribbon cutting when we had moved buildings in our California location. And during that ribbon cutting, we celebrated our 10-year anniversary, and we actually revealed what that branding was going to look like. And then we had published it on social media. So we did a couple soft launches, I guess you could say, before we designed the website and the trucks and the uniforms. But I mean, I had a lot of people ask if we had sold. You know, did you sell the company? Oh, I thought you guys closed and somebody kept your name. So there was some type of confusion. But I think that as long as you're really communicating the excitement to your customers, you have a really smooth transition. We didn't have that issue, at least from any feedback I got.
If you haven't heard, Navien's new NPF hydro furnace is on the market, and they're offering an unbelievable incentive to try it. This new furnace from Navien is 97% AFUE ultra-low NOx and has an industry-leading variable capacity ranging from 15 to 100%. Right now, contractors can get a $1,000 gift card when they go to navienfurnace.com and submit their first NPF purchase info. Again, that's a $1,000 gift card. NPF purchases must be made between January 22nd and April 15th, 2024, and submitted through the form at NavianFurnace.com by April 20th, 2024. See full promotion details at NavianFurnace.com. Don't miss out on this great promotion. Now, are you still running both in California and Arizona?
Yes, sir.
And John's still making the, you know, the weekend trek to both places, or how does that work?
They both are.
They are, yeah.
We've both been doing it. It's, you know, I've got to say that's probably the most challenging part for us running a business.
Yeah.
One that's not in our where we live any longer. That's been challenging, especially as our kids have gotten older. We really realize how much time we're investing into our business that we're missing out on the most important thing in this world, and that's our family.
Yeah.
So we started making a lot of changes, and that's why with trade shows now, it'll just be John and I won't go. You know, I'll kind of hang back because this time with our children, I will never get back. I will never. Nope. And I have those moments sitting out on the couch at night. I'm going to get emotional. I have those moments sitting on the couch at night and my kids are in my arm and I'm smelling them and I'm kissing the temples on their forehead. And I'm just thinking, I have got to slow down and I have to absorb every second of this because I can have a business for the rest of my life, but I'm never going to have this time and these moments with my kids.
Oh, that's well said. I was just telling John how I do the same with my kids.
Yeah, that's been the hardest challenge for us. So what we've been doing is 1 week, you know, I'll go to California for 2 days and then John will go the next week. So we try to divvy it up so at least one of us is home with the kids. So it's not both of us gone at the same time. So that's just been the biggest challenge is just finding that work-life balance. And it's not always balanced. A lot of the times, you know, we're prioritizing work more than we should, but it takes a lot for me to put myself back into perspective and really pull the reins back in and tell myself, like, stop working.
how's the pilot license going? Is that happening still?
See, and I don't even have time to do pilots. Great question, Don.
That would be great.
Yeah. So John and I were saying we want to get our pilot's license so we can fly like a Cessna back and forth. It's about 3.5 hour drive one way. But if we were to fly, depending on the season and the wind, it could be anywhere between 45 minutes to about an hour and a half. So definitely need to start prioritizing that again. Thank you for that reminder. But it's a matter of me just taking that time. And I'm kind of selfish with my time when I'm off, because if I'm not working, I'm with my kids, and that's where I'm at right now.
Yeah. Well, I got to say, OG Plum God, that's John. Hurricane Bill. What is Hurricane Bill, Don? What is that? Is that your like stage name or what is?
No. So, well, I mean, it is now. It started off as like a nickname with me and a bunch of my camping buddies. My middle name's William.
Okay.
So that's where the Bill comes from. But you know, just being wild out with the boys camping, you know?
Yeah. And then Devin Thompson on Instagram. What I was going to say is, you know, again, I was talking to Don about this earlier is, you know, I'm traditional media, and to see this transition of media going to social media and the attention span of people on social media, or even just like reading a story, it's like 45 seconds to 90 seconds, right? Like that's the attention you're going to get for people. And there's a lot of people on social media who are just kind of jumping on this wave, and they have a, you know, good following, and they're just, I don't know, but I feel like you guys really are authentic. Like I see John doing work. He's doing work. You know, I see you guys, Devin, I see you on podcasts, talking about women in the trade, you know, just really helping people in the trades. And that's what, for me, that's what it's about, is helping other people. Don, I, you know, same thing with you. I really respect what you guys are doing.
Thanks, John. That's awesome. It's always nice to hear.
Yeah, no, I, like I said, I saw John at WET briefly at the Rigid party, and you know, we just had a brief conversation. It's just so nice to see him doing well, see you guys doing well. So, like I said, I respect what you guys are doing so much. So
I feel like we really have a responsibility to be authentic to people on social media. You know, John's done a great job creating this following as, you know, a plumbing influencer. And we've had people kind of like come down on him if he's doing a technical application that they're not 100% approving on. And they, you know, will kind of chastise him in a way and be like, you're the OG, you claim to be the best. And here's the thing, like, never one time are we saying, I am perfect, I know everything, I am the best. Our platforms are to show that we are human and that we want to share the things that we're not good at, because everybody on social media is looking at posts and reels, assuming everybody's got their shit together. We do not have our shit together. I'm like the Wizard of Oz with the freaking curtain in front of me all the time, you know? Like,
yeah,
it's just a matter of trying to find that balance, but you should always be authentic to yourself, because it's so easy to jump on your phone and pretend like you're doing the same things like everybody else. Because
even
for plumbing, there is a plumbing algorithm on social media. If you watch, everybody is doing the same exact thing, same hashtag, same following, same promo, same giveaways. If you really want to be different, be effing different. Be different. Yeah. And don't be afraid to be different. And if people don't like it, I don't care about what you think of me. My social media is Devin period Thompson, because that's my name. Dear Diary, come find me. That's where I'm at. And, you know, same thing with Don and same thing with John. We don't like to pretend like we're perfect. And maybe people think we're a little rough around the edges, but I would rather be real than fake any day.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah. And, you know, and like you said earlier, the bottom line is it's your family. It's that's who you should really care, like what they say. Like, if someone's going to say something about you, it's your family, then you should be concerned of like, oh, dad's an asshole. Well, maybe he is, but you know what I mean? Like, I get that a lot. But no, I'm just saying, like, yeah, don't care what other people are saying. You guys are really, I mean, you're doing it the right way. So,
thank you.
Yeah.
You know, John had taken some time off from Instagram because the negative following had gotten too much for him to handle at one point. And he had told me, he's like, I started this page because I wanted to connect with other people that felt alone in their truck.
Yeah.
You know, as technicians, a lot of them don't have a full-time apprentice with them. They don't have a laborer with them full-time. It's you, your steering wheel, your windshield, and your CSR talking shit to you on Slack, right?
Yeah. That's what's
happening nowadays. Every single one of these guys and women that are so privileged to be in the trades, they're looking for that support system. And you're not going to find it in your competitors. Sometimes you're not going to find it in your spouse. You're not going to find it in your friends, because they're not plumbers. They don't know what it's like to do like what Don says in his song. You get up at 4 a.m. in the morning. People don't know. And that's why people come to social media, to find people that are living same parallel lives and to find some relatability, because we're not finding it in our day-to-day interactions with the people we're physically around. And that's why we love being in the trades. And that's why we continue to have our platforms.
Yeah. And, you know, it's funny because Instagram, I mean, I don't know what time frame a while back, I mean, it was like the supportive group, right? This community. And now it's kind of fractured into, like you said, there's people who are just, they just love to wake up and be negative and troll or do whatever. But I guess you just got to block those people out.
Yeah. And that's just, like you said, it's a matter of just not giving it any attention. There's a Winston Churchill quote, like, you can't stop at every dog that barks. It's something along that line, but it's really true. And my brother reminds me that all the time. You know, my brother is one of my best friends. He knows anything and everything that's going on in my life. I talk to him about my marriage, my friends, you know, and vice versa. And my brother,
I love it,
always a great reminder to me. He'll validate me and then he'll remind me, don't listen to what other people are saying, because I know who you are. I know your motive and I know your intent. And you're right. And I hope I give that to you, Don, because you're great listening.
You do. It's a, you know, anytime I say anything like that, you know, I'm also talking to myself, you know. It's like, it's things that you always, you know, you want to remind yourself to keep going. And, you know, hearing someone else say stuff like that, you know, it's sometimes for me, that's all it takes.
Right. Yeah. Right. Knowing that there's someone that loves you, that's in your corner.
Yes.
For sure. And it was, like I said, when I saw the text going back and forth with your daughter, it's just like, I'm just going to sit back and watch these texts because it was so nice and refreshing to see that. So
did you ever get to meet Reagan, John?
No. I don't think I've met your kids before. No.
Reagan is the best person. She can she can turn anyone's day from sad to just the best day ever. She's got the greatest attitude.
Oh yeah, no, I've seen love. I've seen the posts. I've seen her on some social media stuff. She's awesome. Yeah, for sure.
And for those of you that are listening, Reagan has Williams syndrome. So Williams syndrome is a genetic deletion of chromosomes off of this of DNA off the 7th chromosome. So she's missing a chunk of DNA. And what that is, it just makes her super hyper happy.
that's a great thing, right? It's
the best thing ever.
yes. And she's just one of those kids that she'll light up your day. And that's why she calls Uncle Donnie Top Banana. He's got the Top Banana Award in his truck from Reagan.
Oh, nice.
I actually posted that on my Instagram, Top Banana Award.
Does she like draw a picture or something like that and send it to you, or?
She gave me a trophy that she got from somewhere for Christmas. And now I have it mounted on my dashboard in my work truck.
That's awesome. Well, thank you guys for jumping on and giving me a little piece of your day and a little piece of advice and stuff. It's fun to connect with you again. I see you guys at different shows or different events. And like I said, I respect you guys, love what you guys are doing. So thanks again for jumping on.
Oh, thank you for thinking of us. So, you asked us questions about us, but how are you doing, John?
We're doing well. I was saying that Tim has COVID. I had COVID probably over the Christmas break, and my wife's birthday is January 1st, so we didn't do anything because I was pretty much quarantined into one room or whatever. But and then my two kids got COVID, so. But it's good for me now to go to different shows. I don't have to worry about it, I guess, right? You don't have to worry about getting sick. But yeah, everything's good. Everything's good. My kids are teenagers. They're starting. I mean, they just drove or starting to drive now. You don't have to Uber them everywhere. So it's kind of nice. It's kind of nice. It's almost like they've reached Devin. I mean, it's almost like they've reached another level of adulthood in their life. Even they're not technically adults yet, but they have a new responsibility of driving, and they're just out. When they were out before, I'd be like, where are they? Check Life 360. What are they doing? And now I just don't. It's just come home at whenever the curfew is 10 o'clock, come home and you're fine, right?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Everything's good.
Our 16-year-old is driving. He's been helping pick up a lot of the extra rides, for sisters here and there. It's been really, really nice to have just that extra vehicle moving to help with all the things we have going on. Our middle child, my daughter, Alexandra, she is my pride and joy. She's going to be something amazing one of these days. Mm-hmm. She's extremely smart. She's funny. She's hardworking.
Oh, she already is.
Yeah. She's going to be something else. I can't wait to see what she does with her life. It's just been really incredible seeing my kids become into these people. And it's like when they're younger, you're kind of worried, like, am I raising them the right way? Am I being too strict?
Yeah.
Being, too lenient. And then once they start getting into their teens, it's kind of like a real test of like, how did I do? My kids are doing great. Thank God.
Yeah.
Thank God my kids are doing great.
Well, I have twins, boy and a girl, and I always say they're like almost polar opposites. She has a boyfriend, she works, she likes alternative type music. And then my son, he plays, sports. He likes country music. He's kind of more laid back and just kind of methodical in what he does. So it's interesting to notice that they're different. They love each other very much, but they're different in their own ways. So, yeah, it's pretty cool.
Well, thank you for sharing that. I was just curious.
Yeah, I'm an older guy, but having these kids at this, it's everything is new for us as parents. So it's kind of fun and interesting to watch the evolution in the growing up of your kids, right?
Awesome.
Yes, absolutely. Well, thank you for having us on.
This Appetite for Construction podcast is brought to you in part by PERC, the Propane Education and Research Council. Propane is the energy for everyone, especially construction pros. It's a single clean energy source that can meet your project's performance, safety, and resilience goals while maintaining efficiency and lowering costs. See how propane can help meet your project's needs by visiting propane.com now. Propane, it's the energy for everyone.